Welcome to Maseches Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yudav, Chapter 9, Mishnah 11. Just a brief introduction. The halacha is that if a ger, a convert, dies, and he has no relatives, because when a ger converts to Yiddishkeit, he loses all his relatives, as the Gemara says, ger shenisgar kekatan shenayel dami, that somebody that converts is as if they were born again. So the halacha is if somebody steals from a ger and he has no inheritors, then whoever takes his property first is the lucky fellow. The Mishnah discusses here somebody who stole from a ger, and then the convert, the ger, dies. How does he fulfill the mitzvah of veishavas agzela, returning the lost object? So the Mishnah says, agzela sager, somebody that steals from a ger, who has no inheritors, v'nish baloi, and he swore falsely that he didn't steal from him, v'meis, and then the ger dies. Hareza misham kerem b'chaymish l'koyhanim, he has to pay the principal, plus a fifth, to the Kohanim that are in that Mishmar. We know that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, 24 separate groups, and each one would serve for a week at a time, and they would alternate. So he has to give the principal and a fifth to the Kohanim in that Mishmar, in that particular watch. And this way he fulfills his mitzvah of Heshev HaSagzeh, the return of the lost object. V'ashram la'mizbeach, and he brings the carbon ashram, the guilt offering, and it gets brought on the mizbeach on the altar. Shenemar, v'im'ein lo'ish goya lo'hashiva ashram elav. The pasuk says, if let's say the fellow doesn't have any inheritors to return the stolen object to, says the pasuk, ha'asham ha'mushuv la'ashem la'koyin. The asham, the guilt that he's responsible to pay for, that goes to the koyin. That's talking about the keren and the chaymish, the principal and the fifth. Besides for the ram that he brings as the karban asham that he needs for kapara and he needs for atonement. That concludes the pasuk. Says the Mishnah, if let's say haya males akesef es asham, the person that stole from the ger was bringing up the money and the guilt offering to Yerushalayim, vames, and he dies along the way. Hakesef, the actual money, the principal plus the fifth, the nusing the banav, goes to the sons of the Gazlan, because halacha is that as soon as the ger dies, the convert dies, in essence, the Gazlan really could keep it, because he's, like we said in the beginning introduction, anyone who takes the property that belonged to a ger really merits to keep it. However, the problem is that he had a chiyuv of ashav, he had an obligation to return the stolen object, and that is usually fulfilled by giving to the kain. But once he dies, he doesn't need kapar, he doesn't need atonement anymore, therefore the money goes to his children. V'ha'asham, and the guilt offering. Yirachi yistoyev, you let it pasture until it develops a mum, a physical blemish. V'yimacher, then we sell it. V'yipludam v'linadava, and the money goes to goes as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and with that money they would buy behemoths, animals for karbanos, for sacrifices, and this way they made sure that at all times the altar was taken care of.